an isolated gusty thunderstorm or two. Temperatures will fall through the 70s, the 60s, eventually settling to the 50s by early tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy, a chance for a stray shower tomorrow, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have clouds right now, 72 in Georgetown, 70 in Leesburg. Buoys coming in at 68 degrees.
At 359.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
we're following the latest in the impeachment trial of the Homeland Security Secretary that's happening in the Senate.
We look at why this morning's commute was one of the worst of the year.
This was terrible.
I'm Nick Einelli.
Virginia lawmakers start from scratch on the state's budget.
We're going to go in depth with the Washington Post at 4:15.
Congress reexamines a critical delay on January 6th involving the D.C. National Guard. I'm Mitchell Miller. Today on
the increased
Hill.
Interest in women's hoops means the Mystics are a hot ticket this year. I'm John Doman.
The Orioles walk it off against the Twins and get a sweep at Camden Yards.
It is 4 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Senators have voted to dismiss one of two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48. One senator responded present. The point of order is well taken, and the article falls.
CBS's Scott McFarland says the rest of this trial should go by pretty quickly.
There will not be a protracted trial. You won't see the impeachment managers at the dais showing videos, showing evidence, prosecuting a case. You're going to see some amount of debate between the senators themselves, and then some type of movement by the Democratic majority to dismiss this.
House Republicans want Mayorkas out for failing to secure the border. Shocking testimony today about dangerous manufacturing practices and threats against employees at Boeing in back-to-back Senate hearings. Ohio State Professor Sean Pruchnicki is an aviation consultant and former pilot who's investigated airline crashes. And he says there's been a string of alarming events at Boeing.
I have never in my decades of aerospace safety work seen so many continuing to arrive one after another. Where is the safety accountability?
He says the company focuses on profits and productivity more. Alaska Airlines says it's resolved tech issues following its nationwide ground stop this morning. The airline had some trouble with its system that calculates weight and balance of airplanes, which is critical for takeoffs. They say the delay lasted about an hour.
The motion to overrule my ruling fails. Without objection, the House stands at recess.
Republicans have blocked an effort to repeal an ancient abortion ban in Arizona for a second time. The 1864 law bans all abortions except when a mother's life is at stake. It has no exceptions for rape or incest. The NBA has issued a lifetime ban on one of its players following a big gambling investigation.
The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter. It's after they found out he disclosed confidential information about his health to sports bettors. They say he even wagered thousands of dollars on games, betting on his own team to lose.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Disneyland's massive $2 billion expansion plan is one step closer to getting approved in California, and tourists there are excited.
Just kind of like Disney World with four parks, it'll give us more to do. I would definitely love to see a Frozen Land and a Tangled ride.
The Anaheim City Council will hold a final vote next month. The expansion, if it happens, would include more attractions, shops, and restaurants, and a new resort over the next 40 years. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
4:03 on WTOP on this Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Cloudy skies right now. We're at 70 in D.C. And good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story. A lot of people may still be reeling from this morning's commute in Maryland and Virginia. We can blame it on a road project that went too late into the early rush hour. Some drivers say a commute, which usually takes them 40 minutes, ended up being 2 hours long to get to work. WTOP's Nick Iannelli looks at what happened.
Construction crews have been working during the overnight hours on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area. They're supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but this time...
It took longer than expected.
Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation says workers ran into some issues lifting up steel girders and locking them into place.
They had to take that extra time to make sure it was safe before they could reopen traffic.
It really messed up the Beltway. And then there was a disabled tractor-trailer on the outer loop near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was just a perfect storm.
This is one of the worst traffic mornings that we have had this year. I mean, I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP as we guide you through the afternoon rush with Dave Dildine in traffic. That's coming up in just a few minutes.
And just another reminder, tonight, if you are driving in that area or going to be driving tomorrow morning, they're hoping not to have the same problem, but there's going to be that same construction in that very same area. So be on the lookout for that as well. 404, on the day when Virginia lawmakers and the governor were set to tackle the state's budget for the next 2 years, both sides have started to, or decided rather, to start from scratch. The Virginia General Assembly got back to work today in Richmond. A Virginia lawmaker tells us the current budget plan will be set aside and a new one will be worked out in the coming weeks. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin proposed more than 200 budget amendments, largely focused on taxes. A new budget needs to be in place by the end of June, or there could be a possible state government shutdown. We're going to go in depth on this with a Washington Post reporter who's covering Richmond. That comes up at 4:15.
It's been more than 3 years since a January 6th attack on the Capitol. Now Congress is taking a fresh look at why the D.C. National Guard was delayed for hours. WTOP's Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
The chairman of a House panel, Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk, says it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to deploy after people broke into the Capitol.
The New Jersey State Police, from nearly 150 miles away, responded to the Capitol before the D.C. National Guard.
Michael Brooks, who was the senior enlisted leader of the D.C. Guard at the time, says it was frustrating knowing he and others were just down the road as the rioting unfolded.
We were there. And we were ready.
Today's testimony backs up accounts that senior officials at the Pentagon were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. The January 6th committee concluded that former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or others during the violence. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
It's 4:06. Are D.C. and federal officials getting results after 2 years of working to prosecute gun-related crimes? Well, WTOP's Kate Ryan has the latest findings.
Project Safe Neighborhoods was launched in D.C. 2 years ago.
We've accepted 127 cases for federal prosecution under this effort.
U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, on what the data shows.
Targets of these cases have an average of 6 prior felony arrests. More than half of them were previously arrested for robbery. Roughly 20% of them were previously arrested for homicide.
And he said more than half are suspects in past shootings. Now, according to Graves' office, more than 50 of the defendants have been sentenced after being tried or pleading guilty. Graves gave the update as the district reports overall violent crime is down 22%. Compared to the same time last year. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, now to the excitement over the WNBA after the draft involving top players, including Caitlin Clark this week. Also comes as millions more people have been watching women's college basketball. So what will it mean for Washington's WNBA team, the Mystics, when they take on Clark and the Indiana Fever? WTOP's John Doman tells us.
She wouldn't give hard numbers, but Washington Mystics chief business officer Allison McCauley says,
this will be one of the largest season ticket member bases we've had in quite some time for the Mystics.
Interest is up in some cases substantially. Tickets for June's game involving the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark are selling for hundreds of dollars a pop. And since the Mystics play their home games in the league's second smallest arena, will they need to find a bigger venue?
Not just that Fever game. I think we're seeing that demand for some of our other games this season. So yeah, that's something that we're certainly taking a hard look at.
But even if they can move, it's not clear where they would move the games at the moment. John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News after traffic and weather.
A cheaper internet. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
We'll have traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. that integrating trusted Mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
408.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. We'll start with Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
A more orderly, normal afternoon rush hour on the Beltway. Speeds are low, predictably, but right around average after a tumultuous morning drive. No big drama at the Legion Bridge. The only exception to that is going to be southbound of the Interloop in Prince George's County, College Park to Lanham, where the distraction of a crash that happened last hour led to some somewhat slower headway on the Greenbelt side of the Interloop. Route 50 delay free between the Severn River and the Chesapeake Bay. MDOT hinting at a work zone eastbound on the Severn River Bridge, but if it's there, it's not having any impact at all. Two-way operations restored at the Bay Bridge. In Virginia, I-95 southbound near Lorton, crash response keeps the left lane blocked. Any delays beyond that backup would be minor. 395, typical congestion both ways near the 14th Street Bridge and southbound slow stretches near the Arlington and Alexandria exits. Southbound GW Parkway backed up near Reagan National Airport south of 233. And across from the cargo area, I think there's something blocking the right lane there, according to a listener. And again, traffic backed up to near Roach's Run on the GW Parkway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson. With 3 years free maintenance, go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
As we move through the remainder of the evening and into the early overnight hours, chance for scattered showers along with an isolated thunderstorm or two. Temperatures will fall through the 70s, eventually the 50s by early tomorrow morning. Pre-dawn fog may cause a few slowdowns as temperatures eventually rebound to the upper 70s to lower 80s tomorrow afternoon under a mix of sun and clouds. Upper 60s to lower 70s on Friday. It turns windy on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, cloudy skies for the most part. Don't see any rain on the radar right now, so we'll keep an eye on it for you. We're at 69 in Frederick, 73 in Manassas, 73 Metro Center, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
More potential home buyers are looking for alternative mortgages. FHA and VA mortgage loan applications last week accounted for 25% of all applications. Maybe a breakthrough in treating sleep apnea. Eli Lilly says his popular weight loss drug, Zepbound, shows potential to treat obstructive sleep apnea in obese patients. It'll present its findings to the FDA this summer. Comcast is launching cheaper internet and wireless phone plans, both prepaid, both month to month. Called Now Internet, it starts at $30 a month. Now Mobile is $25 per line. There's also a Now TV with 40 cable channels for $20 a month. Wall Street lost ground for the fourth straight trading day today. The Dow down just 45, but the NASDAQ lost 29.5%. The S&P 500 lost 29. The NASDAQ lost 182. That's a 1% loss. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Well, coming up on WTOP, it is a budget do-over in Richmond. The Virginia governor and lawmakers have agreed to an all-new spending plan, or at least to try to create one. We'll go in-depth with a Washington Post reporter who covers Richmond in just a few. It's 412.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Brian Mickelson, the vice president and general manager for U.S. public sector at Datadog, says there are three pillars that make up end-to-end observability.
But it's infrastructure metrics paired with application traces. So now I'm starting to think about, on top of that infrastructure, where am I running my applications, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud? But what can I actually see in terms of how my applications are performing? What are they doing from a memory constraints perspective? What's their overall performance? How much lag time is there between requests and actions? And then the third component of that three pillars of observability is logs. The end-to-end observability part is really this idea that We're creating context for the users of these systems.
Let Datadog, Carahsoft, and their reseller partners help you imagine what your agency is capable of. Listen to the full program at federalnewsnetwork.com, keyword innovation in government.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Later this hour, making sure you're not ripped off when you buy tickets to concerts and sporting events around here. We're going to dig into a new measure that's aimed at helping you. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hey, folks. This spring, you need to call the home repair experts at PJ Fitzpatrick. No home repair job is too big or too small. The rains we're having are definitely hard on your home. Leaking roofs, missing siding, overflowing gutters, rotting trim. Fix it all now before the little leaks become big problems. The home repair professionals at PJ Fitzpatrick have the knowledge and expertise to fix your home right the first time. So visit trustpj.com and stay off the ladders.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 4:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Virginia lawmakers will start all over on the state budget after they reached a deal with Governor Glenn Youngkin. This sets the scene for a special session next month to work on the spending plan. Now, the governor did not veto the original budget, but he did offer hundreds of amendments.
Joining us live, Washington Post Greg Schneider, who covers Virginia politics from the Richmond Bureau. Greg, good to have you back on. Dig into this a little bit for us. How unusual is it that this happened, and how did we get to this point?
Well, it's all pretty unusual. They had been very far apart, the governor and lawmakers, up until now, sniping at each other on social media and accusing one another of bad motivations. But suddenly, over the past couple of days, the governor and some key lawmakers, including Senator Louise Lucas, who kind of led the charge against the arena in Arlington that the governor had proposed, sat down and started talking. And they decided that nobody would benefit if the state failed to have a budget, you know, which would lead to a shutdown of the government and could cause trouble with the state's credit rating and drive up costs for taxpayers. So they just sort of described this kind of situation where the clouds cleared and they realized they needed to sit down and get to work. So what they have now is basically an agreement to get an agreement, but at least it's something.
So that means they're just going to wipe everything off the table and just start from square one and move on up? Is that the process here?
Well, not exactly. They'll use the budget that the General Assembly passed on March 9th as kind of a starting point. But now they're well aware of the governor's many changes that he'd like to see in that budget. And so the sense that we get is that they'll all sit down together and see if they can figure out a way forward. You know, the governor also says that that state revenue collections have sped up and that there could be a surplus. So that could help solve, you know, some of the problem rather than raise some taxes. Maybe there's some money sloshing around they can use for some of the priorities. But that'll take shape sort of behind closed doors over the next 30 days.
Greg, how likely is it that there won't be some major battles going on when they get together? Are they actually going to find some kind of resolve to this?
Well, the way they all talk today, it sounds like they've all seen the light and they're ready to sit down and work this out. The rhetoric, they all talk about turning down the temperature and, you know, slowing some of this harsh rhetoric that they've been throwing at one another. Senator Lucas and Governor Youngkin stood side by side in the rotunda of the Capitol and said that they were working together now. So we'll see.
Greg, it's always an interesting time in Richmond. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Greg Schneider is with the Washington Post. He covers the Virginia legislature.
We've got breaking news from Capitol Hill right now. There's been a second vote in the Senate on the second article of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary. We're joined live by WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Mitchell Miller. Mitch, what's going on?
And that vote was just declared moments ago.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The point of order is well taken. Article 2 falls.
And with that announcement from the pro tem Patty Murray, that means that effectively the trial of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, is over. They are now just voting to adjourn this trial, but essentially he has been acquitted in one of the shortest trials for impeachment ever in U.S. history. Reporting live on Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
All right, Mitch, thanks. It's 4:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s and Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 southbound, slow Springfield to Lorton, crash almost clear, left lane about to reopen. Beyond that, volume delays will be relatively brief. Volume delays will be predictable and speeds low on the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, but no big drama unlike this morning. Just slow afternoon traffic and congestion. 66 westbound, normal slowing out to Centerville. 270 northbound, heavier than usual off the spur toward Montrose Road, so there might be a distraction slowing the pace beyond Montrose Road. Beyond that, slowdowns come in separate stretches. 95 BW Parkway, normal conditions. 50 wide open, heading eastbound through Annapolis and toward the Bay Bridge. Back in Virginia, GW Parkway southbound, a backup near Reagan National Airport with a crash reported south of the southern exit ramp along the right side. JES Foundation Repair, your local expert for foundation and crawl space repair. Book your free inspection at jeswork.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson. Veronica, no rain right now, plenty of clouds, but you may have some stuff later on, huh?
That's right. Yeah, some stuff is right. Some scattered showers coming back into the area. But listen, there could be a few isolated strong thunderstorms moving through. In fact, so much so I'm giving folks a heads up. And I'm going with a storm alert starting at 11 p.m. tonight up until 4 a.m. tomorrow. So that is a line that right now is in areas of Ohio. They've got severe weather moving through there. And if that line holds together, making its way over the mountains, we could get some gusty winds from some of the strongest of storms. So know that overnight it could get a little noisy with some of the thunder you'll hear. 55 to 62 degrees, that's where temperatures are headed overnight. They're in the upper 60s and 70s right now. 55 to 62 to start your Thursday, with highs tomorrow just shy of 80 degrees. Once that line moves through here early tomorrow morning, expect some brief clearing. We'll be partly sunny for much of the day on Thursday and plenty warm, just under 80 degrees. Now, on Friday, there's a fast-moving cold front that comes through, back to overcast skies, and a slight chance for a few stray showers. We'll be in the 60s, close to 70 degrees. The weekend's looking pretty good right now, partly sunny, just shy of 70 degrees on Saturday, lower 60s for Sunday. We'll go from partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies. Right now, Frederick, Maryland, checking in at 70 degrees, Columbia, Maryland, 67, Southwest Waterfront, 73, and Falls Church, Virginia, at 73 degrees.
All right, thanks, Veronica. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP.
The dude abides in D.C. with the Lebowski Experience at Pearl Street Warehouse. I'm Jason Fraley.
422.
The Honda you want is here, so drive in the moment with the versatile Honda CR-V or Accord. All from the 2023 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Value brand. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2024 Honda Accord and a 2.9% APR on a 2024 CR-V.
See dealer for financing details based on 2023 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Government agencies face pressure to modernize programs and optimize operations. With EY, you can unleash the power of progress and move from strategy to execution. We are at the forefront of shaping how the government responds to complex challenges, providing technology-enabled solutions to help you transform at the federal, state, and local levels. Together, we are building a stronger country for the people. Learn more at ey.com/govmod.
So my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
This is WTOP News.
423.
You know this, going to concerts, it's not cheap. If you've bought any tickets lately, particularly to the big name shows, you've probably noticed you're spending way more on tickets, especially, as we mentioned, for the big names. And this is especially true if you buy tickets from sites that are not from the actual venue. A new bill in Maryland's trying to change that. It's pushing for greater transparency in ticket pricing, along with banning speculative tickets and making certain requirements for refunds. So what can we as consumers do to stay safe? And what do we look out for when we're buying tickets?
Just make sure that when you go to buy a ticket that are not the actual venue, that you're buying a ticket from a reputable place. Another thing that we learned about are deceptive URLs. And these are websites that make you think that you're getting them from the primary market, but are not really the primary market. So I would just caution when people are going online to buy tickets, do a little bit of comparison shopping, but also make sure when you're looking at it that these sources are indeed reputable sources.
That was Anna Arundel County Democratic Senator Don Guile, who sponsored the legislation that did pass the General Assembly, and the governor is expected to sign it.
So do you love the movie The Big Lebowski? If so, a live concert tribute is coming to D.C. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley talks with the band members of the Lebowski Experience.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I mean, obviously, the songs everybody knows, the Kenny in the First Edition, but there's other stuff that's not quite rock and roll. There's some sort of proto-punk with the Monks, and then you get into some very jazzy stuff with Nina Simone and 50s Exotica with Ema Sumac. It's a huge variety of music.
Chris Boson sings as the Dude while Lou Byard sings as Jackie Treehorn.
The highlight is usually the costume contest, because I bet, I don't know, a third or a half the people come to the show in costume. And last year, I think the costume contest was won by a guy dressed as a rug.
Oh. He really tied the room together.
He tied the room together for sure.
The concert is Saturday at Pearl Street Warehouse. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
George Wallace here, and we're talking Nats, who might win a series in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty big one, wouldn't it, if they can get that done against the Dodgers and then return home to face the Astros, where they're going to celebrate the five-year anniversary of the World Series title. But right now, the Nationals in L.A. got off to a pretty good start. C.J. Abrams leading off the game.
Swing by Abrams.